There's no Catholic heaven. There's no Lutheran heaven. There's no Calvary Chapel heaven. There's one heaven. And the only way, no matter the color of your skin, the nation that you come from, the only way that you can go there is Jesus Christ.
Why do you run from me? I just don't understand. I'm reaching out for you. You won't take my hand.
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Good day, everyone, and welcome to Love Never Fails. Let's join Pastor Bill now as he continues his series from the Epistle of Philippians, with the conclusion to the message, Heaven.
Remember what Jesus said in his high priestly prayer in John 17, 14. He says, I've given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they're not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Listen, our citizenship is in heaven. We're like, as I said months ago in one of the sermons, we're like a small colony of heaven on this place called earth. And we need to live above our calling, not below our calling. See, listen, we're on the way home. We're reaching forward just like Paul is. We're a race of faith, if you will. And we're pressing on to the goal, pressing forward, if you will, to the goal, to the prize of the high calling or the upward calling of Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus said again in our high priestly prayer in John 17, 24 about heaven. He says, Father, I desire they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am. Can you believe that Jesus prayed that prayer for us? And do you understand? For all the people that would come to him. Jesus, I want you home. I want you to be where I am. And you know what, loved one? That is the prize, that is the goal, to be with Jesus in heaven for all eternity. Amen? So what do citizens of heaven do as we serve him here upon this planet, as we labor for the Lord, as we do business until he comes? Look at it again in verse 20. It says, our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait. Remember, that word means to stand on tiptoe, to eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have our passport. Do you have your passport? It'll get you into other places, right? Well, we have our passport to heaven, but more than that, we have our transport to get to heaven, and it's called the rapture of the church. Amen? Oh, listen, loved one, we're eagerly waiting right now, not for the second coming. We're not waiting for that. We're waiting for the Lord to come and get his bride. It could happen at any moment. That's what we're waiting on. And loved one, listen, if you are a believer in Christ Jesus and you are not eagerly waiting, in other words, standing on tiptoe, Jesus may come today, he may come tonight. May I tell you something? You may be loading yourself up with the stuff of the world. You understand? And you're not a citizen of this world. Man, it'll tie you down. Look what's going to happen. It says in Matthew 24, 44, it says this, Jesus said, therefore you also be ready for the Son of Man. He is coming at an hour you do not expect. Someone said the other day, I think he may come at 3:00. Really? Then you could quote that scripture. You follow me? Slap them and quote that scripture. No. Philippians 3, 21, look what's going to happen. Who will transform our lowly body, our vile body, that's what that word means, repulsive body, this flesh, the old junk. It says this lowly body that it may be what? Conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able to subdue all things to himself. The power that makes him command everything that he does, he can command anything and everything. Listen, we are, in verse 10, remember, we were conformed in our heart into his death. Now we're conformed one day into his glorious image and so forth, the resurrected body. So we've been changed inwardly. We're waiting to be changed outwardly. Amen? And that's going to happen. In other words, this mortal will put on immortality, if you will, and we'll live forever and ever and ever. So when does that happen? When does this event occur? It says in Colossians 3:4, it says, when Christ, who is our life, appears, when we see him, we know we're going to be like him. Amen. It says, then you also will appear with him in glory. There is an event, this next event. No more scriptures need to be fulfilled for the catching away of the church to happen, loved one. You know what? Turn, just to go to Colossians, and the next one is 1 Thessalonians in your Bibles, and look at chapter 4 with me, and go down to verse 13. Let's look at the rapture just for a moment. It'll be a good refresher this morning. Paul's writing to the church at Thessalonica, and he's answering a question about the resurrection, those who have died. And he goes, he says in verse 13, 1 Thessalonians 4:13, Paul says, I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren, and here's what he doesn't want us to be ignorant about, concerning those who have fallen asleep. Now, we know for the Christian that means that we've departed, we've gone home to be with the Lord. It says, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. So they were asking Paul, saying, Paul, listen, what about, you know, the rapture is going to occur, but what about our brothers and sisters that in the Lord, they've already gone, they're gone. What about them? And so Paul is going to answer their question. But look at it again. He says, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. Listen, when we lose those that we love, do we sorrow? Yes, we do. Do we cry? Do we weep? Do we miss them? Yes, we do. Do we want them to be with us? Yes, we do. But, loved one, we don't sorrow like those who have no hope, because we know that whenever those loved ones who are in Christ, when they depart and they go home to be with the Lord, we know where they are. Amen? To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, the Bible teaches. Amen? And one day, if the rapture doesn't occur in our generation, loved one, you know, this old body, it's going to be dissolved, this tent that we live in. But man, it says in 2 Corinthians 5:1 and following that we have a holy habitation that God has prepared for us in heaven. Amen? So we know where that goes. It says in verse 14, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus, meaning those who have already departed. They're in heaven right this minute. He says, for this we say to you by the word of the Lord, meaning this right from Jesus' own mouth. He says, for this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead, and look at this word, that word in is so important, to be in Christ, meaning you're born again, amen? And the dead in Christ, meaning their old junky bodies that are already gone back to the dust, it says, will rise first. They're going to receive their glorified bodies and, you know, incorruptible. So the Lord's going to descend, and when he does, there's going to be a shout, and there's going to be a mass exodus from every cemetery in the entire world that's on this foreign land that we live in. Do you understand? Oh, listen, and the dead in Christ will rise first. They'll get their new bodies, and then after, we're going to get our new bodies, and we're going to be up with the Lord too. Now, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 15:50, it says, now this I say, brethren, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. It says, we shall not all sleep. Will not all of us experience death? He says, but we shall all be changed in a moment, twinkling of an eye, the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, meaning the church age has ended, loved one, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we will be changed. What does that mean? It means we're going home, amen? It means we're going to be with the Lord. Listen, there'll be no funeral for you. There'll be no tears for you. No one's going to send you flowers. You won't have a funeral bill. Do you understand? You have no pallbearers. You know, you don't have to pick out your casket. Man, no, you are gone. I mean, you are gone, loved one. Listen, citizens of heaven, we are being transported home forever and ever and ever and ever. That's why Paul says in verse 17 of 1 Thessalonians 4, and then we who are alive and remain shall be, here it comes, caught up together. caught up together, all of us, with them. Amen. And it says, in the clouds. And what's going to happen in the clouds? To meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall, how long be with the Lord? Always be with the Lord. That word caught up in Greek, Latin, rapturo, we get our word rapture. The Greek word here, the catching away, means to be seized. It could even be like seized violently, suddenly, in a twinkling of an eye. That's the rapture, loved one. It's the same Greek word. Remember when Philip was preaching? I think it's in Acts chapter 8, and the Ethiopian eunuch and all that, and all of a sudden, after he baptized, he was caught up and found in Azotus. Remember that? Well, that's the same word. He was, violently, didn't hurt him, but he was, the Holy Spirit just transported him. Listen, we have a passport. We're getting ready to be transported. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. And it's going to be forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. It really is going to happen. You know, when I think about the rapture and I think about two people could be there in the same house. You remember? You know what I mean? Working in the same field. One is taken and one is not. Can you imagine being an unbeliever, married to a believer, and then and your wife or your husband has pleaded with you, begged you all these years, please, I'm telling you that Jesus is real, heaven is real, the rapture is real. One day he could be taking it, every believer on the planet home. And you walk in and you don't know Christ, and your wife or your husband has put that word into your mind for years and years, and you just see a pile of clothing laying there on the floor. And then you hear of people all over this world gone in an instant, in a twinkling of an eye, suddenly. Loved one, that's going to happen. It really is going to happen. And it's going to be one of the greatest days. Whatever generation gets that, it's going to be incredible to go up and meet the Lord in the air and see Him face to face and be with Him forever, because we are living on foreign soil. Heaven is our only home, loved one. So what does Paul say? He says, listen, comfort one another with these words. Comfort one another. Hey, the Lord may come today. Comfort one another. He doesn't say scare each other to death. He doesn't say, you better, you know, they're going to behead you in the great tribulation. He doesn't say that. You better be watching for the Antichrist. Oh, you better be thinking about the next president. No, loved one, I am eagerly waiting. I'm waiting for Jesus. Amen? Oh, that's who I'm waiting on. Listen, the Bible says, you know, in the second coming, it says this in Revelation 1:7, behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who have pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Listen, that's the second coming. That's the second coming. Listen, in the rapture, Christ comes in the what? He comes in the air, remember? That's where we're going to meet him. In the second coming, what does Christ comes to the? To this earth. Where's his feet going to come down at? Mount of Olives. These are two different things. In the rapture, Jesus comes for his saints. In the second coming, Jesus, this is us now, Jesus comes with his saints, amen? When we come back at the second coming to set up the millennial reign and so forth. Oh, loved one, listen, it takes place in a moment, the rapture does, but the second coming, we have to wait for 7 years of judgment. Do you follow me? The great tribulation period. Then the second coming occurs after that. And matter of fact, the rapture has only to do with the church, the bride of Christ. The second coming has to do mainly with Israel. Amen? Yes. Oh, what a day that's going to be. In the rapture, they'll not see, the world will not see the Lord when he takes us up. At the second coming, I just read it, Revelation 1:7, every eye will see him. Oh, what a day that's going to be. If you've never ridden a horse, get used to it, because you're going to be on one. Amen. Revelation 19:11 and following, read it. I'm telling you. Oh, listen, we are citizens of heaven. I want you to listen to me now. What is our home really like? See, we don't really know. I mean, oh, we have bits and pieces from Revelation and so forth. And, you know, even Jesus, he said, repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Meaning the kingdom of heaven is so near, it's right here. You know, we're heaven. I mean, Paul went up into the third heaven. The demons and all, they operate in the first heaven. I don't know that I understand any of it. When I think about heaven, my mind cannot comprehend it. But it says this about heaven, what it's going to be like in Revelation 21:22. He says, John says, I didn't see any temple in it, meaning in the city. For the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. Remember the Lamb, the one who died for the sins of the world, Jesus. The city had no need of sun. The city had no need of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. Do you know there will never in the land, our homeland that we're going to, darkness will never be seen again. You won't need a little night light in your bedroom. Do you understand? Yeah. No, loved one, darkness is forbidden. There's no darkness there. Listen to another verse, Revelation 22, 5. He says, there'll be no night there. Never night again. Isn't that something? There'll be no lamp nor light of the sun. We won't need candles. We won't need any of those things. For the Lord God gives them light. And they, that's us, shall reign forever and ever and ever. I want you to listen to me now. At some point in your life, every believer, at some point in your life, you have to learn to become heavenly minded. You have to. I'm not talking about, you've heard, well, he's so heavenly minded, he's no earthly good. That's not what I'm saying at all. But you have to start thinking about your home. Do you think about heaven? I mean, you, in other words, you have to focus in your life on what comes next. This is not reality, loved one. Do you know what I'm saying? All this is going to pass away, but no, heaven will never pass away. Amen? Jesus said, heaven and earth may pass away. My words will never pass away. Loved one, listen, at some point you have to start focusing on what comes next because the best is yet to come. That means that we must live a life with an eternal perspective. You see, here we are, and we're not truly experiencing what worship really is. Oh, no, don't get me wrong. We worship the Lord. But we're not, in heaven, we will finally really worship. Does that make sense? In other words, we worship here. We want to worship. We're in this crummy old body that's not redeemed. Our spirit is redeemed. And you know, you'll be worshiping the Lord and somebody will cough or a baby will cry. And then, oh, well. And then you'll, well, did I lock the door? Did I let down the garage door? Are y'all with me? Come on, man. Don't be a phony. What am I going to have for lunch? I got to fix my crummy husband dinner. You know? It's too cold in the church. You know what I'm saying. No, it's not a real worship, but it is a worship. But see, in heaven, we're going to serve God the way we always wanted to serve Him here. We're going to rejoice there the way we wanted to rejoice here. Do you understand what I mean? Jesus said in Revelation, He said, behold, in the new city, the new Jerusalem, the holy city, He said, behold, I make all things new. Listen to me now. I know that some of you think that we're going to be singing the great hymns that we've been penned on earth in heaven. How great thou art. No, we're not. See, because they were produced with a holy heart, but you know what? They're still in the flesh. Does that make sense? See, it's contaminated with flesh. See, Jesus said, no, I make, behold, everything's going to be new. In heaven, you're going to sing like you've never. Oh, you're going to be good. Do you understand? In other words, see, an A minor here. You know, we play an A minor, but an A minor there is an A minor. Do you understand what I'm saying? Everything here is still under the curse in this world. Do you understand? Everything is still under the curse. But when we get there, somebody will go, what was that note? That was an A minor. Oh, man. Yeah, you know, and you'll go, I never heard an A minor like that. No, because I make all things new. And you're going to step out and you're going to see the crystal sea or whatever, or the transparent gold, whatever is there. The pearl gates, they're 12 gates, one big pearl. Are you with me? Big, that's big. Man, listen, I don't even know how, see, I can't even teach it. I don't know how to teach it. But I know this, that when we finally arrive there, we are going to experience what eternal peace really is, what eternal joy really is. We're never going to have a mind that doubts or thinks fear. Or do you understand? No more sorrow, no more pain, no more death. Do you understand? It is a new city that's our home, and that's where we are going. I cannot imagine now that I'm a believer. I cannot imagine paying for and bearing the full weight of my sin for all eternity since Christ has paid it all. Think about that. Oh, I think, oh Lord. John Rice said it this way: those who go to heaven, they ride on the pass and enter into blessings that they've never earned, but all who go to hell, they pay their own way. See, the Bible teaches that the wages means the payday. Wages of sin is eternal death, separation from God forever and ever, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. 1 second when we close our eyes in death, when we depart, 1 second after death, citizens of heaven and citizens of earth will meet their unchangeable, eternal destiny. Jesus says there is an eternal abode called outer darkness. And the Bible teaches us that there is eternal city where darkness is never allowed. I do not know much about heaven except what the Bible teaches. It is a holy place. It is a sinless place. It is a busy place because we will be serving our Lord forever and ever. But more than that, heaven is a real place. It is really our home. And man, listen, if you don't know Christ, oh, listen, please don't miss heaven. You know what was wrong with the enemies of the cross of Christ? The same problems today. Well, I belong to this or I belong to that. But I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me now. I know it's time to go home, but listen to me. This is going to shock you. I don't know if you're prepared, but I'm going to say it anyway. There are no black heavens. There are no white heaven. There is no Mexican heaven. There's no cowboy heaven. There's no First Baptist heaven. There's no Catholic heaven. There's no Lutheran heaven. There's no Calvary Chapel heaven. There's one heaven. And the only way, no matter the color of your skin, the nation that you come from, the only way that you can go there is Jesus Christ. Jesus said, He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me, except by me, and no one else. Isn't that amazing? He's paid it all. Why would anyone want to spend eternity separated from God in outer darkness for all eternity, paying for something that Jesus has already paid for? Dear God. So as I say those things this morning and our eyes are closed and our heads are bowed and every Christian praying, listen, if Jesus is not your Lord, if you've never asked Him into your heart, He loves you, He died for you, He paid your sin debt. Jesus said this, I didn't create heaven for man. Matthew 25:41. I created hell, He says, for the devil and his angels. Isn't that amazing that right now you have an incredible opportunity in this early service if Jesus is not your Lord? All you have to do is just lift your hand and say, Bill, pray for me. I want Christ to be my Savior. I want Him to be the Lord of my life. Anyone, quickly hand up and put it right back down. You don't have to come to this altar. If you feel that nudge in your heart, I beg you, just put your hand up toward God and say, I want to be saved. Father, you see no one in this church raising their hands. I'm going to believe that everyone then belongs to you. And Lord God, we love you. We praise you. I pray for those online. Lord, if they're listening, you don't know Jesus right now, just ask Him to come into your heart. Say, Jesus, save me. And He will save you if you're sincere and you truly believe. Lord, there's no one like you. Heaven really is our home. It really is, Lord. Oh, you're there. You've prepared a place for all of us. We love you. We praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus, and the church says, amen.
Pastor Bill will be back tomorrow to finish out the week with more from his Philippians series, and we trust you'll tune in once again. Be blessed today, and so long for now. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.